This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and clear today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies, while Jerusalem experiences mild temperatures. It's a wonderful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, thousands plan to march to Gaza as the IDF declares a closed military zone in the area, according to Israel Hayom from 45 minutes ago. Also, the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iran for the eighth night in a row. This follows the killing of soldiers in Jordan, reports the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, two U.S. troops are confirmed dead in Iranian attacks on Jordan, with another missing. I-24 News reported this an hour ago. Separately, Iran's recent attacks highlight the need for a permanent regional defense alliance between Israel and the Gulf states, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, Israel is watching the U.S.-Iran escalation closely. It has offered to join strikes, but Washington is urging restraint, Ynet reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted just minutes ago that the U.S. military completed another wave of strikes in Iran tonight, sharing a photo from U.S. Central Command. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, posted earlier today that U.S. Central Command successfully hit several Iranian military facilities overnight. This comes amid continued U.S. operations in the region. Al Arabiya English reported 42 minutes ago that the U.S. military has ended its latest round of airstrikes on Iran, targeting the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in response to recent attacks. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the planned march to Gaza, thousands, including senior ministers and Knesset members, are expected to march, prompting the IDF to declare the surrounding area a closed military zone. Israel Hayom reports that this measure aims to maintain security and prevent escalation in the tension-filled region. The implications for local residents include restricted movement and heightened military presence. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. issued a worldwide caution alert, concerned that Iran might target Americans abroad. This follows continuous airstrikes against Iran, demonstrating the U.S.'s firm stance against regional aggressions. For civilians, this raises concerns about safety and potential travel advisories. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that two U.S. troops were killed and another is missing after Iranian attacks on Jordan. The U.S. response included strikes across Iran's Hormozgan province. This situation increases the potential for wider regional conflict as military actions continue. Iran's actions push for a defense alliance between Israel and Gulf states. The Jerusalem Post suggests that these states need a unified strategy against Iran's threats. Cooperation could enhance regional stability and deter further provocations. Finally, Israel's offer to join U.S. strikes against Iran, as Ynet reports, shows a willingness for military collaboration. However, Washington's call for restraint underscores the delicate balance of power. This situation poses significant implications for diplomatic relations and future military engagements. On the economic front, first, the labor market is showing signs of recovery, with a significant drop in unemployment claims across various Israeli cities. Israel Hayom Business notes a 57% decrease since the peak of Operation Lion's Roar. This is a positive sign for the nation's economy. Separately, China's unveiling of its largest AI model yet is stirring both optimism and market concerns. CTEC reports that this development has impacted semiconductor stocks, which saw their steepest decline in over a year. The ripple effects could influence tech investments globally. And finally, Paramount is contemplating a move out of California following a legal battle over a merger. Ynet Business reports that this decision could affect its $30 billion investment plan, showcasing shifting dynamics in the entertainment industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.